This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization says coronavirus vaccines remain out of reach in the poorest countries. WHO head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday nearly 900 million vaccine doses have been administered globally, but over 81% have gone to high or upper middle income countries, while low income countries have received just 0.3%. Tedros also says he is concerned about the rising cases in India. The country reported the world's highest daily total of coronavirus infections for a second day on Friday, surpassing 330,000 new cases. India is struggling with a health system overwhelmed by patients, errors and accidents at hospitals, and a lack of medical oxygen. The EU's drug watchdog says a review of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine finds its benefits increase with age and still outweigh the risks for adults despite links to blood clots. The European Medicines Agency presented its findings Friday after concerns led several countries to restrict its use to older people. Public confidence in the AstraZeneca shot has taken a blow since the agency's April 7th decision that a very rare but often fatal form of blood clotting should be listed as a side effect. Clots are also being listed as a side effect of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which uses a similar technology. The U.S. is soon expected to make its own announcement about the J&J shot, currently on pause in the country. World leaders have again joined U.S. President Joe Biden at a virtual climate summit on Friday. The 40-leader group is sharing stories about how nations can break free of climate-damaging fossil fuels. Read it at voanews.com.